psychologically. Speaking with Dr. John B. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dave. How's everything in your life? I hope good.
It is good, and as well with you, I hope and trust.
Right. Very much so.
I know it could have gone better for you and others on Saturday evening with the Spartans, but what a heck of a run.
What a heck of a run, a Final Four. It's like they just willed themselves to get that far. An amazing feat, and Final Four is really a big deal, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm going to really reflect on it and just have good feelings.
And yet Duke wins again.
Well, that's right.
There it is. But Duke wins another one.
They win again. That's right. And I give them all the credit in the world. Good for Duke.
Yeah, they played well and they got it done last night. But the Big Ten represented well. And, of course, the Spartans won half of that mix at the Final Four. Two from the conference. I don't think that would have been predicted just a few weeks ago.
Never.
Something that is rarely predicted in a marriage is betrayal and infidelity. We know many marriages, Dr. B, end in divorce, but sometimes there's a lot of other things that can go on there, not necessarily infidelity. But when spousal infidelity does take place, it can be extremely painful emotionally, and not just on the aggrieved party.
Well, in my office over many decades and periods of time, there few things that can even come close to the feelings of betrayal and the hopelessness and just the shame, the feelings that a person experiences when they have found out that a spouse has had a relationship with someone else. And it's a very difficult. One doesn't even know how to deal with it, because at least 25% of cases, a person is utterly floored, completely unaware something is even going on. And when you find this out, if you've made this commitment and you put 100% into a relationship, and then you find there's a third person, it is really devastating. It's right there with losing a child, losing a parent, losing really someone you love and care for, because this all of a sudden puts a real separation between you and the person that you have committed to spend a lifetime with. And it's a very shame-filled, it's a very crying time, it's an absolute pit in the hole of the stomach that just doesn't seem to go away and just breaks the person down. Really pretty devastating. You can't even find words that it can express the feelings that a person can feel.
Here's a question that was broached to me before by a friend of mine going through a situation like this. And I don't think there's an easy answer, but maybe there is, so I'll spin it back your way. He said, you know, I did something. My wife doesn't know about it, but I feel compelled to tell her to clear my conscience. I said, you're sure she doesn't? No, she doesn't, and it's over, and it's long gone now. But I've got to clear my conscience because I want to get back. I want to be totally honest. And I scratched my head, and I said, I have a feeling this is going to hurt worse than it helps, but I could be wrong. What's your take on that when a client would come in and say something similar?
I'm always honest with the person when I indicate to them that certainly you can do that, and it could very well end the relationship, and very well you could really cause so much harm and devastation to the person by telling them, and really it could really pretty much be the end of the relationship. Now, you know, assuming it's over, nothing's going to occur, the person has learned, you can argue that it's best just to let it go and work your relationship spiritually, morally, however you do it. On the other hand, there are some people that feel they just have to do that. And if they do, then that's what they have to do. I've just seen so many horrible results on that. I've seen some that have gone the other way also. I tend to think you really have to think about it. You have to look at the situation. And obviously what you did was wrong. The question is, what impact is it going to have on your spouse and on the children? That's one of those real moral dilemmas that one gets, and they occur more than you might think, Dave. And I probably deal with those once a month.
I was about to ask you, how often is this part and parcel with what you do? Because again, you know, we led off with talking about some divorce rates, and they're still astronomically high.
Sure.
But are they always are they frequently tied to infidelity, or is it just a component?
often it's infidelity. The question is, why is there infidelity? Why does the person do this? And that's a whole separate topic. Because often when someone's having an affair, unless they're just a chronic philanderer, there's usually some dissatisfaction at home. There's dissatisfaction with self that they feel they need to feel more important and do things. Others may feel there's a certain type of privilege they have to be able to do this. There are a lot of reasons. The problem is sometimes people just get into a situation. I'm not justifying this at all.
No.
And they get in it. They just, someone they work with, someone they travel with, someone they spend time with. And all of a sudden they realize, and maybe the other person does even first, that this is really a very bad idea. And they just decide to end whatever type relationship they have. That's when the dilemma comes, because then when the person is home, they then realize what they have, they realize the gravity of what they've done, and then they have to deal with that in terms of the relationship. And, you know, obviously the good moral answer is, yes, go tell them, you have to do it. On the other hand, boy, you know, you really have to look at children, you have to look at life, the whole works. And I'm sure there's some people listening now that are saying, well, gee, that doesn't sound like good advice to tell someone maybe not to say something. Well, I'm just kind of looking at this overall. What is the situation that's going to work, and what really, who are you, what did you do, why did you do it, what have you learned, and what impact would this have on your spouse? It's a tough one. It's not as simple as, of course, you go right over there and you spill the beans and you say everything, even though that I think would be the right thing to do. It can be a situation of, this will then end the marriage or be so devastating to the spouse that it could just be a far more painful thing to do. So it's one of those dilemmas, and that's when you definitely need to be meeting with, you know, someone you really trust. It could be a therapist, it could be a minister, a priest, somebody to really kind of talk some of this out. Very complicated, very difficult, and my advice is don't get involved with someone else.
Now, see, well, there it is. But now you see, now you're credentialed. You've got all the background. Now imagine when I was getting that question. I'm sitting there going, amina. It's not. It's not easy. It is complicated, and there are a lot of feelings and emotions and people to take into account when this occurs. He's psychologically speaking. He's Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Of course, you can always go to drjohnb.com. The podcast are there as well on many, many different subjects of help. Dr. John B., we appreciate hearing from you today, and have a good one, my friend.
Dave, thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you another time. Bye-bye.